This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 23rd, July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather is warm and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze makes for a comfortable afternoon. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, perfect for an evening stroll, while in Haifa, expect a mild night with temperatures cooling down slightly. Here are today's headlines. First, the scenarios that could draw Israel into war with Iran and the one that may keep it out, reported by Ynet just in. Also, Trump is seriously considering a new operation against Iran, describing it as bigger than ever before, according to the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. is offering up to $15 million and protective relocation for financial information on sanctioned Iranian businesses, as detailed by JNS earlier today. Separately, the U.S. Treasury has sanctioned a senior Muslim Brotherhood official, and Hamas financial networks, I-24 News, reported this morning. And finally, after recent attacks in Samaria, IDF forces are operating in the villages from which the attackers came. This from Israel Hayom. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global wrote just minutes ago about the potential for conflict with Iran, highlighting Western intelligence warnings. Al Arabiya English reported moments ago that sirens have sounded in Kuwait, according to the country's state news agency. Iris, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today about the current tension in Israel, noting the emotional strain and uncertainty faced by the public. Now for more on those stories, starting with the potential for conflict with Iran. Ynet reports that Jerusalem is preparing for various scenarios, including a potential strike from Tehran. This follows threats from Trump, who has hinted at a significant military response. The implications for regional stability are severe, with diplomatic efforts likely to intensify in coming days. Turning to Trump's considerations for a massive attack on Iran, the Jerusalem Post outlines that this could be unprecedented in scale. Trump has stated he is close to making a decision which could have wide-reaching consequences for U.S.-Iran relations and influence global oil markets. Meanwhile, JNS reports that the U.S. is incentivizing informants with up to $15 million. This effort aims to disrupt Iran's financial networks by targeting sanctioned businesses and executives. Such actions could increase economic pressure on Iran, potentially affecting global trade dynamics. Separately, I-24 News highlights new U.S. sanctions on individuals linked to the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas. These measures target financial networks, indicating a broader strategy to curb funding for groups considered threats to regional security. This could heighten tensions with those entities and their allies. Finally, Israel Hayom reports on IDF operations in Samaria following recent attacks. The military is focusing on villages linked to the attackers, aiming to prevent further violence. This response underscores the ongoing security challenges in the region, affecting both military and civilian life. Turning to business and markets. First, Moovit is cutting 30% of its workforce as Mobileye shifts focus following its $915 million acquisition. CTech reports that this move aligns with a strategic pivot towards the robotaxi sector. Separately, Trump has linked the nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia to the Abraham Accords. According to Globes, this pertains solely to non-military nuclear cooperation, potentially reshaping regional alliances. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new product series for hair care this summer. The company offers a comprehensive routine, blending style with comfort, appealing to fashion-conscious consumers. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.